Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another Tiger Sports Network athlete interview. We're continuing our spring preview with the new head coach of the women's softball team, head coach Laura Matthews. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I could share a little bit about the softball team.
And first of all, I'll start off saying congratulations on the new coaching job. I'm sure it's a exciting time for you right now.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here. It's been a great opportunity, and I feel very lucky to be here.
So we'll start things off. What kind of enticed you to maybe take this head coaching job here at Witt?
Well, you know, I knew the previous coach, Becky Hall, and, you know, I know what type of coach she was, and she was able to build a great program here, and Wittenberg's a fantastic school. I think it's a great sell to recruits because it's such a strong academic school and has such great people and a great environment. And I think those were the big things that drew me here is the history of the program as well as the strong academic and great fit of a school that Wittenberg is for most students that are looking to continue on playing softball at the next level.
And you mentioned too who you'll be replacing, Coach Becky Hall, who is the all-time winningest coach here at Wittenberg. So kind of talk about replacing Coach Hall and the success she was here able to bring to Witt.
I've known Coach Hall for about 6 or 7 years, and I've had the opportunity to get to know her and see how she teaches the game. She's obviously meant so much to Wittenberg, and she's built a great foundation here in terms of the athletes, the expectations that she had of her athletes, the standards she put in place. And, I feel very honored to get to continue to build upon what she's built here. So it's an exciting challenge for me, and I'm lucky to have this opportunity.
I'm sure along with that, kind of your transition having come from your old school now here to Wittenberg University, that had to be an interesting time too.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities. The previous school I worked at was also a liberal arts school around the same size at the Division III level. So there are a lot of similarities between the schools that I've worked now. And it's always a different culture of anywhere you decide to go. And Wittenberg is a fantastic place. It's such a community. I feel very welcomed here by, not only the student athletes, but also the other coaches in the athletic department. I think the transition's been pretty easy because everybody's been so welcoming and has been really eager to help me adapt and learn the ins and outs of what it's like to work at Wittenberg.
Then also, at least from reading from your bio, this is your first time being a head coach, too, at a university, so I'm sure that's got to be also exciting and a great new experience to take on.
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges associated with being the head coach, but I'm very excited for the challenge. I have a wonderful assistant coach in Coach Hope Creasy, and she's made the transition a lot easier as well. And having somebody that I trust and is just such a great teacher of the game and can do so many wonderful things. So, our staff is, I'm lucky to have a great staff, and that makes this transition a lot easier for me.
So now, as your first time being a head coach, I'm sure you have your own little philosophies that you're going to have, and you say you learned quite a bit from Becky Hall. What would you say maybe some of those philosophies are that you're looking to bring here to the Tigers?
I think the big thing is I like to teach the game. I think it's all about teaching and improving. Obviously that's a huge part of a coach's responsibility. So, we're spending a lot of time. We start practice here in a week, and I think we're going to spend a lot of time working on individual mechanics for each player, whether it's hitting or pitching defensively. I think teaching the game is really important, as well as teaching the mental side of the game, being as tough as anyone that we play against, and developing expectations for ourselves to be the best. I don't want anyone to outwork us. So I think that's an important philosophy as well. We're not going to get outworked by anyone else. So those are some of the cornerstones, I think, of a successful program. I've been really, really pleasantly surprised at how hard our team is working. The girls have put in so much work in our non-traditional season in the fall. And, I know they've been in the weight room and doing the types of thing they need to do in the off season so that we're ready for the spring.
And then also coming here, meeting the team, I mean, that had to be interesting too, because they've been used to Coach Becky all. Now they have, you coming in and kind of taking the reins over.
Yeah, I had never seen anyone on our team play softball until I was hired here. So, you know, you can see statistics online and things like that, but I had never seen anyone, any of our players play before. So that was an interesting experience, not knowing what we were going to get when we had our first practice in the fall. But boy, they've worked hard and they're so coachable and, you know, they're taking everything I say to them and really trying to translate it on the field. And they're putting in the effort to get better. And, you know, I think that's going to serve us well this spring.
And then going on this spring, you talked about, yeah, your non-traditional fall ball and that. What are going to be the expectations for the Tigers this year? Last year, started off hot, were in first place for a while in the NCAC, and then kind of fell towards the end of the season. Lost a few good seniors, but the bulk of your team is back, so it should be a pretty good year.
You know, we are young this year. We've got quite a few freshmen as well. And, you know, they did graduate quite a few seniors who had a lot of experience. Particularly, you look at, you know, most of the infield graduated. That's all right. You know, they graduated great softball players, but I think we have a really strong group. Are we as experienced as a lot of teams? No, but we've got a lot of energy. We've got a lot of people who are putting in the time to get better and a lot of really good softball players. And I think that's the important part. You know, nobody knows what to expect of us. And I think that's really exciting. I think that's exciting that we get to, you know, set the standard for where we're going with this program and really develop a new identity and see, you know, see what we can do on the field.
Then you kind of mentioned losing some of those seniors last year from the 2012 class. And I know Coach Fincham always says it's not about filling the shoes, it's about replacing the production. And it's quite a bit of production between Jessica Snyder, who's a great leadoff hitter and defensive player, Brooklyn Cox, a catcher, and Tori Amcon, your power hitter and first baseman. So who are going to be some of the players that are going to be stepping up and filling those positions?
Well, you know, we do return some experience. I mean, Laura Rose was second team all conference last year. You know, she comes back to be hopefully an anchor for us in the outfield. Rachel Ross, Julia Williams have a lot of experience pitching for us. So I think we've got some experience in some important positions on the field. You know, Katie Harrison has played a lot for over the past couple years as well. You know, I think we've got a mix of youth and experience that should serve us well. They've been playing softball their whole lives. You know, whether it's a ground ball to you when you're 12 years old or it's a ground ball to you when, you know, you're playing at the collegiate level, it's still a ground ball. So I think we've got a lot of softball players who know what they're doing and have played a lot of, whether it's travel ball or high school ball. They're experienced in the game, and I think they're going to be, we're going to do okay.
You mentioned having a mix of experience and kind of, you know, young, youthful players coming into, it's going to be the mix up of the Tigers, and returning your full pitching staff's got help too. So what are going to be the keys to having a successful year for Wittenberg?
I think, you know, pitching is a cornerstone of our game. I mentioned Rachel and Julia coming back. We also have some young pitchers. We have some freshman pitchers as well. Lacey Eigel and Emma Ficke and Kayla Hughes. They'll also see some time for us pitching. We're going to have a lot of youth in the infield and outfield. We're going to have youth all over the field, and we've got a lot of opportunity to really develop an identity as a team this year. But it always starts on the mound. It starts with pitching. We want to continue to develop offensively and defensively as well. But it does start with pitching, and I think our experience is going to help us out a lot there. We've got some great bats in the lineup too that I think are going to, you know, hopefully put some runs on the board, make it fun to come out and watch some games. Everybody likes to see a little bit of offense. So, we'd like to see some balls go over the fence and, you know, maybe steal some bases along the way and hopefully put out a fun product for everybody to watch too.
Yeah, you definitely have some power coming back with Laura Rose and Katie Harrison. Who are the players you think that are going to be key players to watch this year?
I think the two you just mentioned, definitely. I think Rachel Ross is going to, you know, make a case of, you know, being one of the better pitchers in the conference. But, you know, all of our pitchers are going to see time, and I think all of them have the opportunity to really step up and make an impact. You know, a couple others to keep an eye on. I would say Lauren Combs is a freshman. She'll probably see a lot of time for us at shortstop. She's a fun, exciting player to watch. She's got some wheels. That'll be fun to see people will have some fun watching her steal some bases. Shannon Lance, same thing, with some speed. We've got, you know, even some upperclassmen that, I think are poised to break out. You know, Ashley Wright, being one of them. I think we've got a lot of potential in most of our team. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see who steps up.
So now moving into now the coaching side of things, especially kind of recruiting, what are some, attributes or characteristics you look for in a high school recruit that wants to come and play softball?
You know, I think the big thing, it doesn't even matter what position they play. I think you have at the Division III level, when we're limited in the number of hours that we can work with student athletes, the biggest thing that I look for is somebody who's self-motivated, somebody who's going to put in the work when nobody's watching. That's the biggest thing that I'm looking for in a student athlete, because we can work with them in the fall and say, hey, here are the four adjustments we want you to make to your game. And if they don't do that in the off season when we can't be working with them, they're not going to get much better. So I think that's probably the most important thing that we're looking for. I like to recruit somebody who's well-rounded, you know, academically, who's going to get great grades, who's going to be a great leader for us, and somebody who's going to put in that time and effort. In terms of the softball skills, you know, explosiveness, like all of the sports out here, we're a very explosive sport. We're not a sport where you go out and run 3 miles. We're a sport where, short bursts of energy and that explosiveness is really important. So whether that's a pitcher or a hitter or, a center fielder, that's what we're looking for.
I would like to thank you for joining us, Coach Matthews. I'm looking forward to this year's softball season, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
And I was head coach of the women's softball team, Laura Matthews. Join here on the spring preview edition for Wittenberg. This is Tyson Agler for the Tiger Sports Network saying go Witt and Tiger up.